USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Europeans are not breathing a sigh of relief just yet following another day of record-breaking heat and temperatures soaring once again. The unusual heat wave has left many struggling to cope in the French capital, where homes and buildings are not designed for steamy conditions or equipped with air conditioning. The week-long blast of hot air from the Sahara Desert sparked a massive wildfire in Spain and brought France its hottest day ever, with temperatures reaching over 114 degrees. Records were also broken in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Apple will be assembling its new Mac Pro models in China, shifting the production from the United States, where its older models were assembled. Apple introduced the new Mac Pro earlier this month. It'll go on sale later this year. The news of the production shift comes shortly after Apple warned United States trade representatives that tariffs on China would hurt its contribution to the U.S. economy. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a big weekend for America's LGBTQ community. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
This weekend, as many as 4 million people are expected to celebrate LGBTQ Pride, the 50th anniversary of the uprising at the Stonewall Inn Bar in New York City. That's when the gay rights movement really began. Kathy Wren is a spokeswoman with New York City Pride.
There's that moment where the community rose up, and so for so many people, they're coming really to just pay homage, you know, to the site where our community basically said, we're not going to take it anymore.
The German captain of a humanitarian rescue ship with 40 migrants aboard has been arrested after she rammed her vessel into an Italian border police motorboat while docking at a tiny Mediterranean island in defiance of Italy's anti-migrant interior minister. The migrants, meanwhile, hugged personnel of the German Sea Watch charity who helped them during the 17 days at sea. Some kissed the ground after disembarking from the Sea Witch 3 at dawn. The migrants had been rescued from an unseaworthy vessel launched by the Libyan-based human traffickers, but Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini had refused to let them disembark on Lampedusa until other European countries agreed to take them. Five nations so far pledged to do so: Finland, France, Germany, Luxembourg, and Portugal. The overwhelming majority of the migrants' home countries don't have reparation agreements with Italy, meaning even if their asylum bids are rebuffed, Italy cannot expel them despite Salvini's pledges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.